Welcome to the Be Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories. You call up and tell your embarrassing stories, which we love when you do. We are here to laugh with you, and we're here to celebrate embarrassment and bring some levity to these times and to your day. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie. Let's turn B red.
How was your week?
Oh, I think I got you.
That was a draw. If we had cards, we were playing war, we'd have to like put three down.
How was your week, girl? You do it.
Okay. The only thing I can really talk about is that I saw The Odyssey.
Okay. You're just really blockbuster summering it up.
I love, because every time I'm like, I saw The Odyssey, you're like, I don't like blockbusters.
I'm happy that you saw it.
I'm like, what are you doing? I'm not going to give any spoilers, okay? But like the whole time I'm like, what is going on? This is amazing.
Okay. So this was your favorite of all the blockbusters?
No, I mean, I liked them all. They're so all, it's like children, and you can't choose. But I did love this one. And I will say that the making, it's notorious. It's already notorious for being brutal, like a brutal shoot. Mm. And there's this one scene, it does not give anything away, but there just happened to be on a boat, there just happened to be a storm. That's it. But you see these waves like crashing into these guys, like, wah! And all I could think about was like, what if there was one woman on that boat? And she would just be like, yeah, I know. Like, she would just be like weathering it. Like, she would just be like able to weather it. Just like, yeah, it is what it is, you guys.
And all the men are just being little bitches. Yeah. Yeah.
Just kidding.
I mean, accurate.
I apologize to Christopher Nolan if he was a fan. I probably lost him. Anyway, yeah, so that's kind of it. I've got to see it, I guess.
Is it like a perfect storm, that part? That movie was terrifying.
It is like that, but on steroids, like for WWF. I mean, it is. You're going to love it, Katie. You got to see it.
I don't know. Okay.
Oh,
maybe.
I think you're going to love it. It's pretty long. I don't know. I don't want to hear your thoughts on it, though, because you're like, I just don't get why people go to those movies.
I'm going to see. All right. I'll check it out. Maybe it's good.
It's three hours.
There's some good blockbusters, you know.
Did you read The Odyssey?
3 hours. I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. You're not going to know. You're going to just not know.
Maybe that's better.
Wait till it comes out on VHS. Yeah, read the book instead.
Okay, I'm gonna get right on that.
Just let me know what you think. You're gonna be like, you gotta grow up. Telemachus. God damn it. Okay, so how was your week?
I'm like, what even week is it? It feels like it's been even, because we skip a week, but it feels like it's been so much longer than 2 weeks, but it hasn't. I know, you know?
Is it the weather? Is it like?
The weather's been all over the place. We had crazy storms. We had a freaking tornado warning where, like, literally, I'm getting ready to go to bed. It's like 11 something. Maybe it was almost midnight. And on my phone, it just, I was like, what the heck? And I like grabbed Sebastian. I'm like, Mirage was out of town. I'm like, we got to go to the basement, because it says like, get to a safe place. And I'm like, tornadoes are so terrifying to me, and they are not common in Maryland at all on the Eastern Shore where I am. But that was terrifying. It ended up being fine. But like, my mom's calling me and she's like, are you in your basement? And I was like, yes.
Oh, you were dead. Oh, that's amazing. This?
Yeah. So it was.
So did you hear the howling winds?
No, it was.
Did you look out the window?
No, because I was in the basement. There's no like, I mean, I guess there's a window, but I was trying to stay safe if there was actual tornado. So I was like, closed in an area. I was not trying to look out the window. Yeah.
You're not trying to be in The Odyssey.
I was not trying to be in The Odyssey. So yeah, there was that. And we got through it. It was fine. It was supposed to literally head straight for us, which was really terrifying, but it ended up veering north. And I don't think it actually touched down. They were just seeing like the circling happening, I guess, above the pattern.
Oh my God.
It had the potential to fully form a funnel and like touch down, but it didn't. It was just kind of high winds, you know?
Okay.
High winds that happen. So yeah, it passed over. It was fine. It was no big deal. But there's been a lot of thunderstorms here, which kind of bummed me out because I'm a very outdoor person. So when it's like, I love a thunderstorm sporadically. If there's like 10 thunderstorms in 2 weeks, it's like, no thanks. Like, this is too much.
Yeah.
This is too much.
I will trade places with you any day because you could just fry an egg on the sidewalk out here. You walk out and you're just shriveled up like a raisin.
Yeah. Other than that, it's been, temperature-wise, it hasn't been too bad. But Mirage had one of his best friends in town the last week, and that was really nice. And he was so happy to see him. And yeah, he's really sweet and he loves it here, man. He's literally like, I might get a place like out here because like he really loves the vibe, which I thought was really cool. And
start a community.
We'll start a little community. I'm trying to pull everybody from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Come on,
everybody. Woo. But then I'll have no one to go visit, and that would suck too. So, I will always love the West Coast too.
Yes.
But I'm trying to think of like what even happened. I went to Philly to see my friend Kelly was out there.
Oh, that looked fun.
And we went
fun.
Thrifting. It was so much fun. We always have a blast. And I don't think I even got anything, which is kind of crazy. No, we didn't get anything, but we just saw some. I just love it. It just, it's the way that I relax and reset my system is to go thrifting. So we just went to these different shops. And it's almost like going to a museum sometimes. You just look around and see what they have and it's fascinating. But we had a good meal. Too. We ate at this place, Wilder in Philly. It was so good. Got the salmon salad. It was bomb.
Woo! Yeah.
And I know something embarrassing happened to me that I thought was really funny that I was going to tell. And it literally, I got to start writing stuff down because it just has gone out of my head. I'll try to think of it for the next episode because I was like, oh, that is kind of funny. I should tell that on the podcast. But I don't know. It's hard. It's, it's nice to be at a place with all of these stories that things are so much less embarrassing to us now because of what we hear. We're desensitized to it. So I'm like, anybody else might die or be mortified. But I'm like, I didn't shit myself on a plane. So.
That was a two.
Yeah, that's like really like a two of what we hear. I'm like, whatever. It's not that bad.
I know. I'm constantly being embarrassed these days, though. Like, I think the more stories we tell, the more it happens to me. Like, the more embarrassing things happen. So I feel like I've, welcomed the embarrassment into my life, and it's here to stay. It's here for its own meal, and it needs a place to sleep, too. Should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
Do you want to kick us off?
Me too? I'll do it.
You do it. Woo!
My first story comes from Cora, and Vicky Barnes writes, I'm an avid recycler, and I learned long ago that reminding people to use the recycling container instead of the trash bin for their empty aluminum cans has absolutely no effect. Most people just don't even care. So whenever I pass a trash bin and I see a can, I'll grab it and put it in the recycling container, which is usually just a few steps away. So she's got, a thing for recycling.
This. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's taking care of the environment. Thank you to her.
Yeah.
I was working at a bank many years ago, and a new manager had been appointed to my area. She was a well-dressed young woman with a cautious demeanor and hadn't really gotten to know any of us in the department very well. My desk was just a few steps from her office door, so I had a good view of her when she went in and out. About a week after she started there, I happened to notice her walking around with a can of soda. I had a feeling she wasn't going to use the recycling container when she was finished with it.
Oh.
And I was right. So now she's policing everyone else.
I love that. She's like there to just step in and embarrass her.
Including her boss. This is her boss.
Shame
okay?
her boss.
She had the can when she went back into her office, but then when she left for the day a few minutes later, she didn't have the can.
Whoa. Recycling binoculars.
She's like Hawkeye study right now. It's like, this is hilarious.
She's got surveillance on the cans.
It's so great. And then she says, I have mild OCD, which explains a lot
of it. Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
And this really bothered me. 15 minutes after she left, I went into her office to retrieve the can and put it in the recycling container. Her office was always left open, and I didn't see her plastic trash bin immediately, so I looked under her desk. Bingo. Oh. There it was. But it was pushed all the way to the back. And it was a large desk.
She just put her can under the... She put her can under her desk and just put it back there. There's no trash can?
No, she put it in the trash.
Oh, okay.
She said the trash bin is all the way back in the end. So, those big desks that have the space underneath and her trash can's under her desk. But her desk, her trash can's pushed all the way back.
Ugh.
I had to bend double to reach... Bend double? I guess that means bend over. I had to bend over to reach it. And sure enough, there was a soda can at the bottom of the bin. I was just reaching into the bin for the can.
No,
When I heard a voice say...
She's gonna come back in there.
What are you doing? Imagine seeing that. Imagine seeing that.
I'd be like, okay, we're going to make some changes.
She's like under your desk in your stuff.
She just went to a meeting that said, like, you're going to have to fire somebody to like show your authority. She comes back. She's like, bingo.
It was my boss, who for some reason had returned to her office, only to find me rummaging through her trash bin.
That's blushing so creepy.
Furiously, I muttered, I was just grabbing her can so I could recycle it, and I beat a hasty retreat back to my desk. She didn't seem angry. She just stood there in shock. It must have been a Twilight Zone moment for both of us. We never spoke of it again. So there she didn't get fired.
There's no way, though, to like.
She told everyone.
That. I mean, mm-hmm. If that's me, I'm like, I'm just like, oh my God, this person, I'm gonna.
I think they were like trying to collect my DNA or something. You know what I mean? Like, yes, why are you trying to get my used soda can? Like, that's so weird.
Are you trying to get 23andMe on me? Like, are you? Yeah, like, what
are you doing? Or you just like, do you have like a kink fetish for me? Like, what is happening? Like, this is so weird. Like, you just see someone digging under your desk in your trash, or like, are they trying to steal something? Like, what is it? Like, yeah, it's all so weird.
Or they're
creepy.
Bugging your desk so they can frame you for something. Like, they can like survey you, but you're just surveying the cans. I like this idea that like, okay, you know, every time the boss sees her worker, she thinks that the worker's in love with her because she's trying to save a souvenir from under her desk.
She's going to kiss sort of the like can at home. She's like,
okay, Leslie, you can talk. We all know you've been waiting. Dot, dot, dot.
So oh, weird, my right? gosh.
But pretty I love funny. It. Pretty, that's really funny.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny. Okay, so this is from Matt in Los Angeles, and he writes, a couple of years ago, I was out with a friend, and we were having lunch at a really popular restaurant in Los Feliz. We were sitting around talking about movies and music like we normally do, and we got on the subject of bands from the late 90s and early 2000s. Someone brought up the band Sugar Ray and started talking about how much they liked that band's hits. Being the pretentious music nerd that I was, I started to lay into the band. Their music sucks. I mean, it's lowest common denominator bullshit. And Mark McGrath is a weird-looking plastic face bitch now. The table was ominously quiet during my whole rant, and it got to the point where I realized I'd been going on for quite some time when suddenly I felt a hand on my shoulder. I'm really glad you like the band so much, said someone behind me. I turned around and it was Mark McGrath.
That's hilarious.
After his comment, he hustle brushed past me and went on about his life. I must have looked like I'd seen a ghost as my friends all broke out in fits of laughter. I gotta say that even though I think his band still sucks, Mark McGrath is all class. That's my worst nightmare, man. Just like, what if I was like dogging on, I don't know, some famous celebrity like Ben Affleck, and all of a sudden it's like hand on his shoulder, like, glad you like my movies. And it's like, Ben Affleck? Like, whoa.
He came in a tourney before. Do you remember that?
It was downtown. Was I there?
He has a really big head.
Really? Okay.
Not like conceited, just in general. Like, he has like a massive head. It's kind of interesting.
Huh.
Like, it's really big for his body.
Was he in the downtown one or the one on Beverly? Okay. Yeah. No, I
mean, he's an attractive guy for sure, but like, he has like an alarmingly large head. Just one thing that I don't know. My next story is anonymous, and he writes, I look back and laugh about this, and it was nearly 30 years ago, but I still feel the need to go anonymous on this. Soon after graduating from university, I moved to a new city and started my first job. I didn't know anyone there, but was lucky to work with mostly other young, single, recent grads, and I quickly had a group of friends. We were all pretty outgoing people, and at some point we met a few girls who were working as au pairs, European nannies, 18 to 22 years old, and they became a part of our group. I quickly started dating one of the au pairs, and nature soon took its course. The only downside of the situation was that she lived with her host family, her host mom, actually, since the mom and dad were separated, so there was never any privacy available to us at her place. I had an apartment, but I also had roommates, and so that was okay, but it was rare that we had the place all to ourselves. One glorious weekend, her host mom and the kids went out of town, and we had their very nice large house all to ourselves.
Oh, man.
You know what's coming.
I know where this is going to go.
Oh, the opportunities for fun in every room and every imaginable way were countless. So there we were, going at it like rabbits. Me reclined in the family room, lazy boy. Her riding cowgirl on top at full gallop. We were definitely in our own world.
Whoa.
When much to our surprise, the host dad, as I mentioned, separated from the host mom, entered the house into the adjoining room through a back door. My girlfriend literally launched herself off of me and ran out of the room in a fraction of a second. From-
So he's just still sitting there, yes. Butt naked.
Yes.
In a Lazy Boy recliner.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
From my perspective, I swear she just disappeared. And suddenly there I was, butt ass naked at full staff, the light coming in the window creating a nice glistening effect. And I was in full eye contact with some old dude
crazy. I
never met in his house in his favorite chair.
His favorite chair. That's the worst.
The worst.
That is the worst.
Fortunately for me, he had also caught a glimpse of her naked butt running out of the room. So he quickly realized what was what and made a rapid exit back out of the house. It turned out he had come by the house to grab some tools out of the garage that he needed at his new place. So he just yelled to us from outside, please let me know when it's safe to come back in. I can't be sure.
No.
But he may have not wanted that chair in the divorce. Probably not.
Oh, no.
I would say
probably
not.
I hate
that
he had to go back in. Like, he had to, like, they had to get dressed and then just stand there. He comes back and he's like, okay, where's the wrench? Like, it's just
exactly.
So awkward.
It's so awkward.
I don't, you know what? I got to say this. I'm a person that I think we need to start talking about stuff. Like, if you go... Like, I would go back in and be like, so I saw you both naked and you both were having sex in here. And I know that.
That's so uncomfortable.
I just want you to know that. And okay, I'm going to look for the tools now. Like, I want to just let it out because there's nothing worse than just like having that happen. And then this someone comes in and they're like, anybody want to juice box or.
But that's maturity. When you're like that young, when you're in your early 20s, I don't think that maturity level is there. And when somebody wants to be that direct, it's like,
I know.
Let's pretend it didn't happen. You know, when you get older, you're like, who cares? It's like naked. It's fine. Whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but the youth is the hard part because it's just awkward. It's so awkward.
Yeah, it's so awkward. You know? It's true. It's true.
I mean, it's awkward at any age, but yeah.
Oh, man, that's a good one. You always come up with these crazy stories, these good ones. Okay, this is from Tad73 on Reddit, and he writes, and this is a short one, but I thought it was so funny. So,
okay.
I got into my first serious adult fight at age 34. My dad was there. He was 64 at the time. My father is a 5'3" chubby Italian. It was on a street lined with restaurants. I was grabbing the guy by the legs to take him down. Then I see my father's legs with his pants down to his ankles in the mix. So he's trying to grab this guy, right? And he's like, notices that his dad's trying to help him, but like his pants are all the way down to the ground.
Oh no.
He was trying to break up the fight, actually. I did pull the guy's legs up from under him and took him down, but it also took my father down. My father falls back and lands in the middle of the street with his pants down.
Aww.
He has no shame. So it didn't bother him. But I mean, can you imagine? That would stop me in my tracks. If I'm like trying to take someone down and I'm like, my dad's helping me? What's happening? My dad doesn't have any pants on. Like that's gonna break it up for me. I'm gonna be like, whoa, dad, are you all
you
right?
You would think.
But I guess, you know, you see red and you gotta win the
fight.
He
was in the heat of the moment.
But I love that about, it's like a father-son moment where his son's like, oh no, you did not just say that. You're going down. And his dad's like, oh son, no, I don't think this is a good idea. And okay. And then they're in the mix, like scrapping. And then it's like, his pants are down.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I mean, he's gotta like get up, pull up his pants and be like, you know what? I've lost weight.
Or maybe he just didn't wear a belt that day. You know? Forgot his belt.
Yeah, he's like,
you never know.
Belt. Yeah, you never know.
This next story comes from Cora, and Ratika Kata writes, a family friend invited us for dinner at their place. I had severe itching down there due to growth after a few days of bikini waxing.
Ew.
I was wearing a skimpy bottom, which added to the discomfort. I was in serious need of a vigorous scratching.
Okay.
Hey, it happened. Those anger in here is coming in.
Don't you worry. You're in a safe place.
I headed to the washroom to satisfy my urge of scratching. And the moment I got inside, my hands were inside my pants and I started scratching like a monkey. Inadvertently, I made the sound. Of course, it was a sigh of relief to me. After I was done with my business and was about to leave the washroom, I looked over and saw my uncle's son, who was about 4 to 5 years old, hiding inside the washroom.
No. No, I abruptly
went outside and was anxious about what had just happened. After some time, that boy went to his mom and did exactly what he saw in the washroom, along with making the sound. His mother scolded him and he pointed at me and said, "She taught me this."
This is
the last day I went to their place.
Yeah, that is wild, like a nightmare. That's such a nightmare. Oh my
God. Beyond humiliating.
What do you even do? That's so embarrassing. Wow. Okay. You got to check that room before you scratch.
She taught
yourself.
Me. He's like, his mom's like, "What are you doing? Stop it. That is so inappropriate." She taught me that.
Like, you are not ever welcome back here.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Reddit, and Alpha Magus writes, "The most embarrassing moment was in school. I was in the school theater production of Oh, What a Lovely War. And I looked that up." Sorry. This
Never
is a
heard
note.
Of that. I'm like, what is that?
It is heavy satire. It is a play with some traditional war songs about the outbreak of World War I, the realities of trench warfare and like loss of innocence and soldiers' final reckonings and stuff. So it's like a really intense play. Right.
Okay.
That's what I came away with after my research.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's in it. So it's a heavy lift for school children, I'd imagine. So anyway, so he writes, "And I had to change from a World War I soldier's uniform to a Pierrot's quickly in between numbers." So here's another sidebar. Went down a rabbit hole about Pierrot's pants. They're basically just like silky, loose fitting pantaloons. Okay.
Okay. So kind he's got to like go a harem from like pant? Soldier.
Yeah, like a harem pant.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. So he's in there and he did not have that much time. So I had literally just got my harlequin trousers up and was about to walk on stage when I felt somebody pull them down and push me in the small of the back. I was in front of around 200 parents with my trousers around my ankles.
No.
I wanted to die. So they're doing this like this play about World War I and like the reckoning of the trench warfare and like it's satire. And then he puts on some pantaloons and then some person in the cast yanks them up, pantses him, and shoves him out on stage.
No.
So then he writes, "The worst bit was the person who pushed me was Yvette Cooper, sidebar, British politician who now serves as the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care right now, 2026.
She sounds
that
like
girl.
A bitch. Yeah,
like, well, guess what? So she used to be the Foreign Secretary of England. And he writes, "Strangely, I've never liked her since. But I looked up Yvette Cooper, and there's a fun fact about her. Her husband's name is Ed Balls."
Oh, well, that's interesting.
So, like, she pantses this little kid and there's school kids in a play, shoves him out on stage, and then she grows up, has all the success, but she marries someone named Ed Balls. So who knows?
So she's Mrs. Balls.
But
okay.
That's embarrassing.
All right. My last story comes from Cora, and Doug Hilton writes, "I was 16 and I was at a friend's house. To impress a girl with my physical stamina, I laid down and I said, 'Go ahead, walk on my stomach.' Then I said, 'It doesn't hurt. Jump up and down.'
What?
When she jumped up and landed down, I let out an extremely loud fart. My face started beaming like a red beacon in the night. I rushed to the nearest bathroom and locked the door. The laughter I heard outside lasted for a very long time."
He stayed in there till the laughter faded. The red beacon has gone.
"I had time to splash water on my face, comb my hair, and sit down on the toilet lid. I took a dozen deep breaths before venturing forth."
This is the funniest part. It's like, what do you do after you let out the biggest fart in public? This is like all montage.
But I love that he didn't react except for he just got up and ran away and locked himself in the bathroom. It's the funniest
he's
reaction
like,
ever.
Combing his hair, splashing his face, taking deep breaths.
Yeah, he's like, "I can get through this. I can do this. I can face them." Finally, I went out, and the moment I saw everyone's face, I broke up laughing. I was like, yeah, good. That's good.
Okay, good.
You gotta take it.
He stuck the landing.
You know, take it with humor. Well, but I just love that he's like, yeah, it doesn't hurt. Walk on a storm. Yeah, jump up and down. And then he just rips like, the loudest fart ever. And that is not sexy. That is not sexy, but it's funny. It's very funny.
Where is he going to go from jump up and down? And he'd be like, I don't know.
Pummel all me. Right. Stab me in the stomach.
Throw me out the window.
Oh, little boys.
Oh, boys. Okay, my last story is from Reddit, and Ms. Moon writes, my secondary school chose a musical for us every year, and we could choose to audition if we wanted a part. Most of the younger students were in the chorus, and the main roles went to the students in years 10 and 11. I went to an all-girls school, so the boy characters were always performed by girls. I was in year 7 at the time, and I just had my heavy stage makeup done. The blusher made me look like a clown. I nipped to the loo, and there was an older girl dressed as a T-bird before me in the queue with comically thick, dark eyebrows. I said to her, whew, I thought my makeup was bad. OMG, what have they done to your brows? And she just looked at me deadpan and informed me that she hadn't had her makeup done yet.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
Man.
15 years later, but I was so mortified at the time. So she's
no,
like,
that's
yikes.
Humiliating. They're like, you look like shit. So this is my face. So thanks. This is my face. Appreciate it.
She's like, I'm not even in the play. Oh.
That's our show.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, we want to hear it. Email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes.
In the show notes. So you can find it
in
the show notes.
And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.